That is the one form that starts the federal methodology to actually come up with the family's ability to contribute to college. So it is in the student's name. So I always tell families, remember, when it asks what's the first information, it is the student applying, and then there are columns for parents to fill out. But that's the first step you have to do.
And another acronym or abbreviation, I should say, that people will hear about a lot is PPY.
Yes.
When dealing with the FAFSA. So what is PPY?
Right. It almost makes you want to go into a rap song. PPY. Okay. PPY is prior year. And that is a significant change this year because the seniors last year could not fill out the FAFSA till January.
Mm-hmm.
They were waiting for their W-2s. They were waiting to fill out their taxes. So everything last year and previous years was always guesstimates or parents kind of freaking out because they didn't fill out their taxes yet. So now PPY means you're using April 2016 taxes
mm-hmm.
that are already filled out. So now when you go in on October 1st, you don't have to worry about waiting for W-2s or guesstimating your information or possibly getting verified to correct it all. So that's the joy of this right now is you actually have your taxes filed. And on October 1st, or again, sometime in the next couple weeks, I don't want families to panic and think everything has to be processed Saturday. But the goal is to do it in the month of October. You go right in, and when you create an online account, it sucks the IRS data retrieval tool right from your file taxes. And now it's eliminating all those potential errors,
mm-hmm.
putting in an extra zero here or there, and knowing that maybe the formula got kicked out off of bad data. So now if you're using that IRS data retrieval tool with April 2016 taxes, you're good to go.
Okay, very good. That sounds like that's the biggest change to FAFSA for this year. How does the earlier time frame as well, how does that help people when they're just trying to prepare for this process?
Yeah, it's always been first come, first serve with financial aid. And what has been always a frustrating thing for students and families is many colleges have been moving up their application deadlines. So we have colleges that open up their applications July, the summer before senior year. They start making admissions decisions on a rolling admission basis. U of I has an application deadline of November 1, but nobody was hearing anything about financial aid until March or April.
Hmm.
So now this process is in tandem. The seniors apply for college at the same time they're filling out their financial aid. So even schools that have November 1 deadlines, Brian, they're anticipating families having a financial aid package in their hand before winter break. That's huge.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And let's talk about that financial aid package a little bit. The FAFSA is the first step in that process. What makes up that financial aid package?
Sure. When you start the FAFSA, it really is starting to help families figure out if they are eligible for federal funding. So that would be federal grants, scholarships, work study, federal loans that are subsidized and unsubsidized. But that also can help institutions possibly give institutional aid, and state aid can be done through the FAFSA.
And I think you mentioned this off the top, but this is something that really everybody who has a high school student interested in going to college, a high school senior, they really need to get this done.
Yes. I mean, I have families all the time ask me, if we make this amount of money, can we skip it? And my advice to everyone is fill it out. You never really know how a college is going to be reading you because it is based on the cost of attendance. So if you're looking at a school that's $72,000 versus a school that's $38,000, you may qualify at a certain school because of the full cost of attendance. And it's an insurance policy. Even if families feel that they've saved, they don't really know if they'll qualify for need-based aid, there are some schools that even to give merit aid, to actually reward that kid for GPA, test scores, talent, whatever, might want the FAFSA on file. And God forbid something happens, you lose your job, someone gets sick. If you have that FAFSA filed, the college will work to keep that student enrolled, give them emergency loans, and you're in the system.
Sure. FAFSA, just one part of the college prep process. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that families and students should be doing right now?
Yeah. Well, first, I would say to kind of give them a little step before this October 1 launch, they do want to get that federal student aid ID created. And in the past, if there's listeners who have done this before, it used to be called the PIN.
Mm-hmm.
So the FSA ID has to be created now because that's how you do your electronic signature. And I think if parents and students start creating those IDs now, they'll be able to now go online, look at when colleges actually suggest they fill out this FAFSA. And from my investigation and talking with colleges, most are saying if it launches October 1, truly consider in your mind it's a deadline of maybe November 1st at the latest. If it's open, why wait?
Mm-hmm.
All the taxes are filed. That's what you want to do now. And it's also important, Brian, for them to go to the college's websites. Mm-hmm. Because buried within every college's website, let's say you look at the U of I website or Eastern or Knox College or Stanford, mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you read exactly what forms they require. Because in addition to the FAFSA, there is another form called the CSS profile that is actually through the College Board that could be required. Or a college could have a PDF form that you have to download. So the number one source of good information is the college's financial aid office itself. And I always want to empower families, get to know the financial aid office, talk with them. There is a human factor in this. And even though we're kind of celebrating this PPY, I've had families already call and say, but in 2015, I actually had a higher income. And now my job has changed. So this PPY isn't benefiting me at all. And the answer to any of those questions or concerns about they need to know something deeper about my situation is call the college, because the FAFSA is very much enter this, submit this. But the details in your story have to be talked to with each college. They have the ability to do professional judgment, special circumstances, understand that you've actually had a job loss since you filed in April. So parents shouldn't ever get worried that those forms will dictate a story that isn't true. But they do need to communicate with colleges directly.